Turn with me to the book of John, John chapter 12, beginning with the first verse. John chapter 12, beginning with the first verse. This deals with the anointing at Bethany, the anointing of Jesus. Then, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, "Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" That equals to $50. Then, I'm sorry, I'm thinking of what he received by identifying the Lord. He received $50 for selling the Lord out. Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor you have with you always, but me you have not always." I want to talk this morning briefly about, from the subject, the place of praise. The place of praise. We should not have to apologize for giving God praise. We have developed a personality, where we are slow to praise. We have developed personality traits, practices within our congregation, where we are slow to clap our hands or amen, or stand, or participate in giving God praise in worship. No doubt, in the past or somewhere in our history, we've been taught, because we were at another place in our spiritual response, where we may have been taught that was ignorant to do. Don't bother with clapping your hands, and you need to be quiet in worship. But praise has a place in our worship, and our ministers learn early that our participation in worship helps set the tone for worship and praise in the service of the Lord. God made us to love, to identify, and to respond to him. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Yeah, and the son just keeps on giving, and God keeps on giving. And we are slow to give back to God. In this Bethany account, Jesus loved going to Bethany because there were spiritual things and and homemade things that happened in Bethany. Martha was a tremendous cook. And Jesus was often saying, let's go to Bethany. Amen. I don't know what she was cooking, but Jesus wanted to go to Bethany. Because Martha was on the stove. Amen. And Lazarus was there making it all happen. And even after he had passed from life, Jesus called him and resurrected him from the dead. And the Bible in chapter 12 said, and Lazarus, who was dead, who was raised from the dead, was seated at the table with Jesus. And he was a testimony to the power of God, and that Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior, who called him by name and resurrected him and restored him to life, demonstrating that God has power over death. You do know that God has power over death. He has power over Satan. He's taking the keys from Satan. And even on Sunday morning, I'm not ready to get there yet, but he says, all power in heaven and earth is in my hand. And then there was Mary. Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus, who sat at the feet of Jesus and took this spikenard, this cologne, this perfume, and opened it and poured it over his head and anointed his feet. She was giving him praise. She was showing how much she adored him, the Christ of God, who was in their home. You do know that he'll come home with you. He'll show up in your house. He'll show up on your job. And just riding across town, he'll make his presence known to you. In the time when things are well with you, he'll show up. And God knows he'll show up when things have gone wrong. When it seems that the bottom is going to drop out, he'll show up. And there is, my sisters and brothers, there is a place for praise. It's appropriate to give God praise because he is God. And even in Mount Zion, all right, if I talk about us, we shouldn't be slow to give God praise. Every usher ought to praise him. Every choir member. Every deacon, every preacher, every person, am I reaching everybody? Every person ought to give God praise. And you don't have to do it like me. You don't have to do it like one of these preachers. But what you feel in your heart, you can just sit where you are if you don't want to stand up and just tell him thank you. But you should, without delay, without hesitation, tell the Lord thank you. I wonder, has the Lord done anything for you lately? You do know how we got here. It was by the power of God. And so we ought to praise him. All life comes from God. All blessings come from God. We're dragging, we're limping from the past into the future, but there is a place for giving God praise. Mary had sense enough to give him praise, and she did it with the best that she had. There were people in the house. There were the disciples of Jesus in the house. There were the neighbors in and around the house, because they wanted to see Lazarus, who the Lord had raised from the dead. They had heard the power of Jesus, how he was able to bring healing and work miracles, Even Lazarus, seated at the table. There was a testimony that the Lord had power. I said power. Power over death. That ought to give us some hope. That ought to give us some confidence. That when our loved ones die, that it's not all lost. That we are not lost and that they are not lost. Yeah. That's a good time to give God praise. Because why? Because he's worthy. I said he's worthy of our praise. Mary gave the best that she had. The people were there. Yeah. The promises of the Lord who announced that I am the resurrection to Mary and Martha, who let them know the power that he had. And Mary, Martha found her place. There is a place in the church, y'all, for work. There is a place. I mean, there's a place to work. You can serve the Lord by working in the church. You may say, I don't sing. I'm not a singer, but you can work. All right, man. Amen. I shouldn't be slow to help clean the floor, to pick up around the church. And by doing so, Junebug, I can give God praise by keeping the house of God clean. Well, maybe I don't want to wash dishes, and maybe I don't want to clean in the kitchen or throughout, but maybe I know something about planting. I can plant some flowers around the church. Help beautify the church. Maybe I don't know. Maybe some of you like me, you don't know about planting, but you can swing a paintbrush. I'm going to be through here in a minute. Long minute. But we can beautify the house of God. Ain't nothing wrong with giving God praise through the use of our hands. When Mary used this perfume and put it on Jesus, some folk got mad. So there were the people. That was the promises of the Lord. Yeah. That was also the purse that Judas carried. Right. And he carried more purse than he did money. Because he had his hands in it taking the money out. Yes, sir. Amen. And even in church, you need safeguards that protect us from ourselves. Yeah. And anybody who's too broke, Amen. And we need to be careful who's counting the money. Because if you broke, you don't need to be counting. And if you don't give, I say if you don't give, you don't need to be counting somebody else's money. Yeah, the Lord spoke to us about our position of praise through giving. And in the Baptist church, I don't know about AVMEs and Catholic, but in the Baptist church, you want to make somebody mad. All right. You start talking about tithing and giving. Yeah. Well, the tithe, I'm glad you asked me. God is asking us to give one dime out of every dollar. That's the tithe. Whatever the Lord has blessed to come to your hand, y'all getting quiet on me, but preach, Pastor, it's all right. Give the tithe. And God said, if you do that, how do we support the church? Chicken dinners, fish dinners, barbecue? Somebody wake up here and listen to him. He said, through tithes and free will offering. And we, there's nothing wrong with fellowship. We have chicken dinners and Amen. We help our children travel with chicken dinners when we can give from our pockets. And some of us get real upset. Nobody in here but folk who are missing from here today get real upset when we start talking about tithing and free will offering. Give to the Lord to demonstrate our praise to him. And the Lord has said, this is not sibling. The Lord has said, I will open the windows of heaven and pour. He didn't say drip drop, but he said, pour you out blessings that you won't be able to take in. That's the blessing of the Lord. And so Mary knew about God's giving. And so she was giving. And there are folks sitting around you who can testify. If you give to the Lord, you'll never suffer. It doesn't mean you won't have trouble, that you won't have hard times. But you need to know that God will bring you through. We ought to praise him for that. We ought to praise him for the mathematics of heaven. I said the mathematics of heaven. That in the mathematics of heaven, if you want to receive, give. If you haven't learned how to give, practice. Tell somebody, Pastor said practice. You haven't learned how to give, practice. Where the Lord runs his church, and I did say his church, it's through tithe and free will offering. We'll learn how to praise him. Amen. And praise him, praise him. Let your praise be overt. Outward, external praise. Yeah, yeah. Some of us act like we got gum in our seats. I don't care what you say. I don't care how much you sing or preach. In the word, that old song, I shall not be moved. We need to get I shall not out of here. And more, I will give God praise in here. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, praise him. Mary gave him praise, anointed his head and his feet, gave him praise. If he's God to you, you believe he's real, why don't you praise him? We should never be so important in Mount Zion. I tell St. Mark and St. John United and whoever else, the same thing, but they're not here this morning. This is good food for us. And we shouldn't have to wait until we get over to Bishop Daniel's church, and Reverend Burke's church, Bishop Burke's church, to give God praise. When you came to church under the blessing of the Lord, why don't you? Why don't you? Oh, why don't you give him praise? Yeah, sometimes you're low in spirit and you don't feel good, but you can still give him praise. Has the Lord put food on the table? Give him praise. Has the Lord put a shelter over your head? Give him praise. Has the Lord put any money in your bank account? Give him praise. Has the Lord put a smile on your face, joy in your heart, peace in your spirit? You ought to give him praise. Even in this household of faith, we ought to give God praise. Some of you acting like you still got gum in your seats. You ought to be able to give him praise. If you've been sick and the Lord heal you, You ought to be able to tell somebody, I love the Lord. He heard my cry. Pitied every groan. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Let me ask you, is he worthy of our praise? Then why don't we? Why won't you give him praise? When I look all the way back to Louisiana, oh, little country boy, he brought me, he took care of me. Some of you came from Arkansas and from Mississippi. Some of you grew up here. We ought to have sense enough to give him praise. Yeah. Jesus said to Mary, Jesus said to Mary, there's an usher back there who come down his aisle. Somebody said he need to stay in the back. Let him alone. He's giving God praise. Give him praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy of our praise. Do you agree that he's worthy? Has he been good to you? Then why you got gum in your seat? Why can't you give him praise? Give him praise. With every breath, praise him. The Lord said to Mary, let this be a memorial unto her. Every time there's a message preached, or let it be found the word that she praised the Lord with the richness, the wealth that she had. God bless you today. We need to praise God. Not just down the street or not just at a convention somewhere, but in here. We need to praise him in our walk and praise him on your job. Praise him in your house. Praise him in your car. Praise him on the bus. Everywhere. Mom and them used to get excited when they thought about the goodness of the Lord. And they just started praising him. You may not have understood what was going on, but you just knew that they were happy. And they start saying on their own away from church, thank you, Jesus. 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 We need to give him praise. He's worthy of our praise. Now, how old do you have to be to praise him? Can young folk praise the Lord? Well, you ought to get on your feet, child, and tell the Lord, thank you for your blessings in my life. Thank you for all you've done for me. Thank you. Thank him, even with these bad knees and bad hips and pains in the shoulders. Thank him. Thank him. There's a place for praise. God bless your hearts. Some of y'all still ain't standing. And you ought to just wave your hands or clap your hands or something. Show our praise for the Lord. There ought to be some praise. In Mount Zion. Part of our reputation ought to be, man, they praise God. Over at Mount Zion. God bless you today. Door to church is open. Door to church is open. We invite